A Mayo Clinic-led model reportedly flagged subtle CT changes an average of about 475 days before patients were clinically diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show curates stories from online communities and is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 21st, 2026. That 475-day number is our doorway for a conversation about what AI curing cancer actually looks like in practice. At the World Robot Conference in Beijing, a logistics demo processed 1,816 parcels with the reported accuracy above 98% using vision-guided robot arms to reorient and sort packages at near-human speeds. That kind of continuous throughput matters because fulfillment centers run on margins and timing. Scale this tech and you cut labor friction and turnaround time. Watch this because the demo moves dexterity from labs toward real warehouse floors. And the hard questions now are durability and edge case failures, not whether it can stack a box in the first place. A developer shared a homegrown MPC tool that translates base blockchain transactions into conversational prompts so an AI agent can suggest swaps, check balances, or explain on-chain actions. Coinbase's base MPC is explicitly designed to be that bridge. The practical pitch is neat: make DeFi understandable without handing funds to an agent, and require human confirmation before any money moves. Keep an eye on security and consent. The community rightly asked how keys are protected and what approvals look like, because making transactions readable is one thing, making them safe is another.
A stealth model labeled Ox Alpha popped up on coding leaderboards with an 80% pass at one on a deep SWE snapshot versus 65% for a leading system called Fable, according to the analysis posted online. Those numbers, if reproduced, would be a real leap for software engineering benchmarks, but the snapshot came from anonymous runs and the authors specifically warned the results are preliminary. Treat this as a red flag and an invitation. Promising metrics get attention, but we need reproducibility, provenance, and disclosure before calling it a new frontier model. Start with that 475-day pancreatic finding because it crystallizes the tension the community keeps arguing about. Promising signal versus proven patient benefit. The study the Singularity community waved around, a Mayo Clinic-led effort, claims their model spotted subtle CT changes nearly a year and three quarters before a clinical diagnosis. That's a concrete number and a concrete possibility for earlier intervention, especially for cancers like pancreatic, where late detection is a major killer. But here's the nuance. Spotting an abnormality on imaging is not the same as having a validated screening program that reduces deaths. The press and several clinicians quoted in the threads framed AI as better understood as a tool for sketching a blueprint, which is an apt line. The model proposes what to look for, then clinicians and trials must test whether acting on those flags actually improves outcomes without causing harm from false positives.
Layered on top of early detection are three parallel shifts that Redditors and reporters flagged. 1. Drug discovery pipelines are changing. Venture counts now top more than 100 programs that originated in part from machine-designed candidates, and some AI-generated molecules have entered human testing. 2. Automated labs, robotic wet labs paired with generative models, are producing richer, higher-quality biological data much faster than manual cycles used to. And 3. End-to-end AI platforms promise to iterate from hypothesis to candidate to preclinical validation far quicker than legacy processes. Those are not hypothetical trends. They're measurable changes in R&D throughput, but they still face breaks. Prospective clinical validation, regulatory review, and supply of diverse biomedical data. Put another way, think of AI and oncology today as an accelerator on the R&D and diagnostic assembly line rather than a cured patient. The Reddit thread was split, and for good reason. Optimists pointed to the magnitude of earlier detection. Hundreds of days can change staging, and to companies moving candidates into trials. Skeptics pointed to sample bias, many models trained on single-institution CT datasets, prospective validation gaps, and the regulatory gauntlet. There are also equity issues. Models trained on limited demographics can miss or misclassify findings in underrepresented groups, which is the exact opposite of broad public health benefit.
So what would success look like concretely? First, independent prospective trials where clinicians act on model flags and measurable outcomes, like stage at diagnosis, survival curves, or quality-adjusted life years, improve. Second, standardized data sets and challenge benchmarks that include diverse scanners, geographies, and patient populations, so performance isn't a single-center artifact. Third, transparent pathways for regulation that balance access with evidence, not a free pass for any tool that works in the lab. The tech community on Reddit also pushed a practical point. Integration matters. A model that flags an anomaly is useless if the healthcare system lacks pathways for earlier follow-up, diagnostic biopsy, or referral. Tech alone won't cure cancer. Measurable changes in clinical practice and outcomes will. Now pivot to an update many of our listeners expected. OpenClaw's ability to pair a local, always-on agent with a high-quality remote model, specifically the news that it can now run with Google's Gemini family. We covered OpenClaw earlier this summer as the viral self-hosted agent that keeps long-term memory locally while orchestrating automations, and the new wrinkle is simple but important. You can now have the privacy and control benefits of a local agent while tapping the scale and fluency of a top commercial model. That combination is attractive because it promises low latency for local tasks, plus the reasoning horsepower of a large model for complex language work.
But this pairing sharpens the trade-offs we've been warning about. First, supply chain risk. OpenClaw's skills ecosystem is vibrant but uneven. Researchers have already found that a not insignificant share of community skills contain vulnerabilities. One analysis pointed to about 26% of reviewed skills having at least one security issue, and adding a managed model into that mix changes the attack surface. Second, privacy and telemetry. When a local agent calls out to a cloud model, what context gets sent, and how is sensitive data scrubbed? Third, vendor lock-in and governance. Organizations will need to choose between hosting everything locally, using a managed cloud model for reliability, or a hybrid. Each path has different auditability and compliance implications. Reddit reactions mirror that split. Excitement for practical power on one hand, and blunt calls for better defaults on the other. People used an image-forward metaphor in the thread. Treat your agent like a remote intern who is incredibly smart but has zero common sense. And the advice landed. Human oversight, least privileged permissions, and sandboxed skills should be mandatory, not optional. There are some practical mitigations to watch. Managed enterprise forks and hardened distributions are appearing. NVIDIA EA's NemoClaw and various secured forks add logging, skill scanning, and tighter defaults. And tools like SecureClaw or community skill scanners help, but they are not a single fix.
Finally, think about the larger inference economy this pairing creates. Local agents plus big models split the value chain. Data and short-term memory stay local, heavy reasoning runs in the cloud, and orchestration happens at the endpoint. That's efficient, but it also concentrates trust at three choke points: the local runtime, the skills registry, and the model provider. Each is a governance problem in its own right. For organizations considering OpenClaw plus J, practical steps are straightforward. Audit and version skills. Enforce strict outbound filters for what context is allowed to leave the device. Require explicit human confirmation for actions that access sensitive systems. And treat the skills registry as a high-risk software supply chain to be scanned and signed. Both deep stories point to the same larger theme. AI is migrating into higher stakes, real-world workflows, medicine and automation, and the technical gains are real, measurable, and exciting, but they do not remove the need for governance, testing, and human judgment. The Reddit communities are not just cheerleading, they're performing an important social function, stress testing assumptions, flagging edge cases, and pressuring developers to ship safer defaults. Pay attention to the data. 475 days, 1,816 parcels, 80% pass at one. Those numbers give you a change. The next months will tell you whether institutions and regulators can convert those signals into reliable, equitable outcomes. If a model is going to move from a lab headline to a clinical or operational standard, expect three things first: independent prospective testing, robust governance for data and skills, and clear human checkpoints. This is Alex Morgan on Debug the Hype.